Bible Fellowship Church, our Let's Talk Ministry, recording this in Blue Ridge, Georgia, where it's 35 degrees outside this morning. What a wonderful way to wake up and walk outside. Reading out of Ecclesiastes chapter 10, looking at verse 12. The words of the wise man's mouth will win him favor, but the lips of a fool consume him. I'm sure you've heard this phrase, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words may never hurt me. And I'm sure if you're older in life, you realize now that that's not true. Broken bones are easily healed compared to words, because broken bones go back together. Words last for quite a long time. And so I was thinking about words and things that people probably have said to you over the years that you still think about. That run back across your mind. And then there's words that you're probably waiting for someone to say, and they haven't said it. Or words from a family member or your father or a friend or your mother that maybe they passed away and you'd just like to hear them one more time. And so this, as you listen, I don't know if this will be morning for you, evening for you, what it'll be for you, but knowing that words matter to you. And I think as you look back over your life, there are people that have said things to you that you can remember exactly where you were. You can remember exactly what they said. You can remember the tone of voice. And so today, I think it would be neat for you to, one, not allow those words to define you. Two, allow the gospel to enter into those scenarios. And Susan and I had a chance to go over to Word of Life and see Ryan and Rachel. And I didn't realize it was alumni weekend. And so we were just kind of walking around. And probably it's been 33 years ago, I was walking on that property with a person, and he just said to me, "You know, you'll never be the director of Word of Life South Africa. You're just not that guy." And I remember walking away from that conversation thinking, one, why would someone say that to an individual? Two, my goal wasn't to be the director of Word of Life South Africa. I wasn't waking up in the morning to be the director of Word of Life South Africa. But it caught me off guard, because when I saw him, because he was at the alumni thing, I remember where I was when I was walking down that road, and I there was something welling up inside of me, frustration, disappointment. Also, part of it was, you'd like to, in those scenarios, go back and tell people, you told me this, but that's not what God had planned, which that wouldn't be the right thing to do, excuse me. And so I started to think about Genesis chapter 6, Genesis chapter 1 and verse 27, that I'm created in the image of God. I started to think about Psalm 139, that I've been knit together by my mother's womb. I started to think about Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, be confident in this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. And so I want to encourage you, as I'm encouraging my own heart, because there are things that I need to go back and let the gospel be a part of, not expect certain people to say things. And I really need to go back and say, okay, God, what have you said? What verses are from my heart today that are truth of the Word of God? And those are just three that I was thinking about. I mean, there's others. And so as you face today, I want to encourage you to use your words wisely, knowing that God has given us an opportunity to be an encouragement or correction or comfort or caring or instruction voice, knowing that our words are powerful. And so as we go about today, that we're asking our Heavenly Father to give us wisdom as we enter into conversations, that we do life with people that are around us, because we don't want to be foolish with our words. And so Father, thank you for the opportunity to open your word today and just be reminded of the power of the tongue and also the opportunity that we have for healing of words that were said to us. That individuals' thoughts and opinions weren't exactly what you had in mind, and that's okay. You want us to heal and you want us to grow out of that. And so may you use our words because we spent time with you, because the word of God matters to us, that we're aware that we don't need to have to, we don't have to say a lot of things that, but we have the opportunity to speak truth. And so give us the wisdom to do that for your glory. It's in your name we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.